So let's start then with what you see first for 2009. What can we look forward to in 2009?
Well, I think what you were talking about before was interesting. You were mentioning the thing about the grape, you know, the grapefruit, the grape juice.
The grape concentrate, right.
Yeah, well, I actually had a dream a couple of nights ago, which is kind of bizarre, about an enzyme, that something's going to be discovered that has to do with an enzyme in food that's going to be ending up being a very big thing for the cure of cancer. And I think that you're going to see, especially with certain colon cancers and some other blood cancers, that it's going to come up, especially in 2009. Also, I think that we're going to go through a major breakthrough with AIDS in 2009, where I think something's going to happen in October where there's going to be some sort of actual vaccine that helps, you know, the process of at least bringing the AIDS situation more under control. And actually, potentially, from what I'm seeing, where it should be able to actually be cured.
All right. Those are good things. What about bad things in 2009?
I mean, the weather stuff is going to continue. I think that, you know, January, which we're in right now, and February, we're going to continue to have these horrific weather patterns. I think it's going to get really bad the end of January. So that part I'm not real thrilled about. I think this hurricane season coming up is going to be really bad, not just for Florida per se, but I just think we're going to have a lot of unpredictable weather patterns on a much more like catastrophic type thing.
The types of hurricanes we've talked about in the past have been ones that have affected cities like New Orleans. So are you, when you're saying a bad hurricane season, do you want to go any further into will happen to
New Orleans? Is definitely going to go through another process this next cycle, where they're going to be hit with two major storms that are definitely going to have to cause them to go through rebuilding. And I actually even see something happening on the West Coast. So I think something will happen actually where Los Angeles is affected by, a hurricane too.
Wow. That doesn't happen very often, I don't think.
I know.
Okay. Well, that's I admire that about what you're saying here, Jeffrey, because that's a very specific kind of prediction, and either it'll come true or it won't. When you say you see that, tell me a little bit more about what that image is that you see.
Well, I get what I call hits, so I'll get it like, I always use the movie, which I love, with Christopher Walken, you know, Dead Zone.
Dead Zone, sure.
And that's kind of like the way I get stuff at times. It's almost like I'm in the middle of the whole process of the event, and I'm standing there kind of watching the event, and that would be the way I would describe it. And I tell people, because I do a lot of radio and have my own radio show up here in New York, and basically when I talk to people, it's kind of like my antenna go out, and I start getting hits on the individual, and that's exactly how I get stuff when I'm dealing with world events.
And when you talk to somebody, if we're going into sort of a dead zone kind of a model, he would either actually physically touching somebody was overcome with an image about their future. So do you, when you start to hear somebody's voice or hear, you start to make sort of a mental connection with them, do those types of images start jumping through to you?
It actually comes through where it manifests in a physical way, and I get it also where I just get images. I kind of tell people it's kind of like radio waves. It's kind of like picking up the radio waves, and from all my years of doing radio, it's just an automatic thing. It just starts happening.
Interesting. All right, so some bad weather patterns ahead. What else do you see in 2009?
I mean, I also, it's interesting, about four nights ago I had a dream about a really bad fire, which I actually think is the Sears Tower, so I hope I'm wrong with this, but I think it's going to be something where a lot of people lose their lives, and it's going to be something that brings into a whole element about the way we build the larger buildings and a whole safety issue. But I think something is going to definitely happen in that area, and I think it is the Sears Tower.
Sorry to hear that. Sears Tower, of course, in Chicago, and maybe people listening on WLS can spread the word. Check the sprinkler system. But if you are seeing something like that, do you see anything that's related to terrorism in that?
I don't think it's a terrorism thing. I actually think it's an actual fire.
Okay, but it wasn't set by...
No, it wasn't like, God forbid, a plane going into it or, you know, a bomb. I just have that sense of more of something that would be fire-related.
What about terrorism in 2009?
I mean, I think we get some close calls, but I don't think that we're going to go through what we went through here in New York with the towers. I think something's going to happen with a subway system where there's a couple of attempts and some other bombings, but my feeling is most of the stuff is going to go more abroad, I would say it's more Europe-related and, you know, more connected to our interests abroad. I'm not so confident. I wouldn't say to you, and I should say it in this way, that I don't think it's going to be so much New York-based or Washington-based. I think that it's going to be more outside of New York and outside the state.
Okay. What about where we stand with Iraq and Afghanistan and the troops and stuff?
I think that, you know, with that, it's going to be status quo. I do think that the whole Middle East thing is going to heat up major legally. That's going to be one of the major tests for the new president. So I think that there's a very good possibility that you have Israel and Iran getting into a major confrontation in the first part of February. So let's hope that there could be some sort of intervention, but that could be our next war.
With Israel, you're saying, and, yes. And coming to the aid of Israel and the Palestinians?
Exactly, where we get pulled into it. So I think that February is going to be, you know, a very big Middle East month for our country.
You mentioned Afghanistan and Iraq. Do you see a time when there will be a need for more U.S. troops then going into?
Afghanistan is going to be a real hot spot. And I think that we're going to have to really go probably to really larger numbers coming up because of the whole terrorism thing. So I wouldn't be shocked if we probably triple the amount of troops that we have right now.
My feeling
is before August August of this year, we will be at that point where we're going to have to commit a lot more troops.
As you're seeing something like that, and I know you say you generally don't get into politics, but do you see how that relates to a political projection as well for 2009 and the new administration?
Well, I think that, you know, what's going to happen is, you know, people always say, you know, we shouldn't have done this and we shouldn't have done that. But I think that what's going to happen is it's going to put a lot of pressure on the president that he's going to have to really pay attention to Afghanistan, that it's going to become a real hot spot. And, you know, we're in a point right now where all this stuff's going to really start heating up now. So, I mean, I think he's going to be tested extremely quickly in the first 3 months of his administration.
When you say tested, do you mean that in the Joe Biden sense of a terrorist attack?
No, I mean it more in the sense of different challenges all over the world and, you know, the new, what I call, regime being tested in the regards to the way they respond to things. You know, I think the whole consciousness of our country right now is going to change, new president, new beginnings, which I think is going to be good. I think if we, you know, get off to a good start with him as president, which I think we will, I think it'll set a tone for actually a point where there's a better world order coming up. So I actually have some hope.